Hello, ocean enthusiasts and story seekers. Welcome back to another episode of Below the Fin. I'm your host, Lexi, as always. Gear up for this episode because it's a wild one. So, this one takes place in the heart of the shark bite capital of the world. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to get into this case. It is in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. So we're going to surf the stories of close encounters, uncover what makes these waters a hotspot for our finned friends. So grab your boards and let's paddle out into the surf of suspense and mystery. It's time to make a splash into the untold tales of New Smyrna Beach. So come on and dive in with me. Whether you're driving to work or you're at home laying in bed, this one is wild. All right, so let's talk about the infamous shark bite capital of the world. And may I just say that is a really cool statistic. Like, I just can't believe it. Like, what makes this place so special? Well, this is why or why not you might want to take a vacation here. So the beach in question is New Smyrna Beach, just south of Daytona, Florida. Oh my goodness, excuse me. So let me start by saying it is absolutely stunning over there. I, for one, absolutely love a great trip to Florida. Last year, me and my boyfriend actually drove all the way out there. So very cool. Not to New Smyrna. We went to Kissimmee, Florida, but around the same drive. It was such a blast. And, you know, you don't think of all the things. You just hop on a 3-hour plane ride and head over. But it was really, really cool to see everything that, you know, they had to offer that you typically wouldn't see if you were in a plane. So I am actually hoping to head down to New Smyrna sometime soon, and I'm not gonna lie, I may be hoping for some action and seeing some of our finned friends. So I'm sure we're all wondering, you know, what in the world caused this place to actually be like the shark bite capital. And, you know, when you think of that, you think of, oh my goodness, like just deadly and crazy. And it's not quite that. So I kind of want to talk about it. So this area in particular is known for their amazing waves for surfers, and it's actually home to many bait fish in the area. It is as well as having high energy, which can make the visibility poor. Now, of course, the sharks are drawn to the bait fish. I mean, come on. But not being able to see so well puts the dangly arms and legs of surfers at a much, much higher risk. I know I talked about, you know, looking up at a boogie board in our last podcast, but that's something you really want to remember here. So according to a study done by ISAF on Business Insider, you should avoid surfing at all costs in the area around 2 to 3 p.m. in the month of September. So that seems to be when the highest like probability of encountering a shark would occur. So the sharks that are in question typically here are the lemon shark, the black tip shark, and the bull shark. So they kind of seem to be the common denominator for most, but not all, of the attacks on humans in the area. I mean, we all know Florida in general, right? It's well known for these shark attacks. But landing a spot as the number one state for shark attacks and making up more than half of the average shark attacks in the entire United States, we're kind of expected for that to be, you know, happening here. So now, are you ready for the early statistics, guys? Because I'm not quite sure you are, because this is a pretty crazy number. There are, on average, 8 to 16 shark attacks on New Smyrna Beach alone every single year. Now, that is insane. Just absolutely remarkable. It is hard to even imagine that many sharks in the same area. I mean, I know, of course, they are in the same area and, you know, some of them travel in groups and whatnot, but I just can't even envision that because it's just so wild to think of. So, you know, aside from this being the shark bite capital of the world, New Smyrna is also known for some really cool, interesting facts. I know there's a lot of history that dates back, but I'm not going to get quite into that. But something really cool to note that I found that I thought you know, was worth knowing is they actually have no chain restaurants on the beach. So they're small, just locally owned businesses, which is always really cool to hear. And it just makes it so inviting and such a good thing to support if you have the opportunity to get down there. It's, you know, definitely something I would like to be able to do. So there's just so many great things you can see and do. I'm going to tell you in this podcast why you should not, yes, I said should not, refrain from getting in the water. So according to statistics, your odds of being attacked by a shark are 1 in 11.5 million. And wait, the odds of being killed in a shark attack are 1 in 264.1 million. Now, I don't know about you guys listening out there, but I'm taking those odds to not live my life in fear. Now, obviously, you might have a higher probability swimming at the shark bite capital of the world, but it's still not something you should go out of your way to avoid. And at least in my opinion, I mean, I wouldn't want to live my life in fear and not be in this, you know, beautiful water and go on these amazing vacations. I mean, I don't know. But we do have some pretty cool news to share. Just yesterday, a 13-foot great white shark named Breton pinged south of New Smyrna at 5:01 p.m. This just goes to show how often these animals are in this area and really just how many there truly are. I mean, I just think it's so cool, you know, that we're able to tag these species and they have names and known personalities to so many people. It's just a really, really cool thing to think about. It's said that of the 400 shark species, at least the ones we know about, I always hate to say exactly how many, you know, shark species or really anything that has to do with the ocean are out there, because the truth is we really don't know. No matter what the best scientist in the world says, we don't know. We've only discovered so much of the ocean, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot more crazy things out there than what we think. So we, like I said before, we only know, you know, just so much. And New Smyrna Beach is home to about 40 different types of sharks, mainly being lemon sharks, black tip sharks, bull sharks, hammerheads, and bonnethead sharks. So that's quite a stretch. I'm sure it is said that there are many more, but those are the ones that, you know, there are the most of. So I actually want to tell a little story here. So as a child, I was vacationing in Fort Myers, where I actually caught 2 baby bonnethead sharks with my hands. Now, these poor little guys were swept into a little pool the ocean had created. There was a storm at the time. And despite efforts of me and, you know, my family trying to save these little guys, one unfortunately was really on his way out the door. So he did not make it. And the other we did, you know, let obviously go into the ocean as we tried to do with both, but I don't expect him to have lived either. But, you know, that's just something small I wanted to share because it really shows how much we come in contact with these animals and how, you know, popular they are in these areas when we're not even looking for them. So that's just something kind of cool I thought I would share. But there has been 343 recorded shark attacks in New Smyrna from 1882 to 2023, not including the incidents occurring into this year. But let's not forget that on average, there are over 400,000 tourists in these waters a year. So your chances are slim to none. Even in a place known for its scary tales, this beach is ranked one of the deadliest in America, with a hazard score of 8.14. In July 2023, there were 3 shark attacks alone in just that month. Now, if you do want to swim here and want to avoid seeing these animals and preventing an attack at all costs, I'm going to recommend just a few things I know. You don't want to wear any shiny jewelry. And the reason for that is when the sun hits our jewelry, it can look very, very similar to the way sharks see fish gills. Now, I love jewelry. I wear bracelets, I wear rings, I wear anklets. I don't take my jewelry off, but And of course, I've never had a problem. Let me knock on wood here. but if it's, you know, something that kind of helps ease your mind, just keep it in mind. So another thing I want to talk about is always avoid the water when it's murky. And at nighttime, we know sharks feed at dawn, dusk, and, you know, we know their feeding times. You can Google it. You can see what the sharks in your area or, you know, where you're staying, what their feeding times are. And that's also something that, you know, I think would help you guys a lot. You know, just having that peace of mind and knowing, okay, this is when these sharks are feeding. This is when I should avoid the water. And, you know, maybe you'll have some peace of mind. As I've said before, we can't live in fear from these animals. I don't think it's necessary. But if you do, I really, truly do hope that these help you feel a little bit more safe. New Smyrna has had 10 surf zone killings since 2010, which is really not a lot compared to the numbers we just spoke about. So keep that in mind too. This isn't the only beach in Florida where this happens. Panama City Beach, aka PCB, has the most surf zone fatalities, coming in at 24. But let's not forget, the sharks aren't the only reason this beach is ranked amongst the deadliest in Florida. They are also prone to a whole lot of hurricanes. It was actually in the top spot with a total of 120 hurricanes between 1851 to 2020. And 37 of those hurricanes were considered to be significant. I mean, I know that they just had a hurricane down there not too long ago that swept up a lot of, you know, people's homes and vacation homes. It's really devastating. But I do want to also talk about a pretty cool case. Well, not so cool, but also kind of interesting that I want to talk about. So a 37-year-old man from South Carolina went out surfing at 7:50 a.m. on March 8th in New Smyrna. He was trying to take advantage of some waves a recent hurricane had left. He was in about 6 to 7 feet of water. So something to remember, that's not too far out. You know, that's just above your head where you can't touch. Well, at least for most people. It is said that he had jumped off of a wave near the jetty in New Smyrna. When his body submerged underwater, he was met face to face with one of nature's top predators. The shark actually bit the right side of his face, later leaving him with 20 stitches to close up the wound. So that is pretty intense. He was left with injuries to the right side of his face, as well as he described feeling a crunch when he was attacked. He quickly jumped back on his board and paddled in, and he thought for sure that the shark was not done. However, it did end up just being a bite and release situation, thank goodness. This man was the 7th shark bite victim in 2023. The victim later said he thinks that the gold chain he was wearing around his neck caught the shark's attention, which goes back to the jewelry we have recently spoke about. So something I found very cool in this case to note was he did say once he had made a full recovery, he will be back out doing what he loves most, which is surfing. I found that really remarkable because I do feel that a lot of people that have survived shark attacks, you know, they don't let that stop them from getting in the water. A lot of them actually choose to get in the water more because they're just so, you know, they have a new outlook on life, a new, okay, that happened. I'm in their home. Let me learn about the species. Let me learn about why this incident occurred. And, you know, they realize, wow, these animals aren't, you know, out to get you. And, you know, I know most of these attacks are very lucky and non-life-threatening, with the few horrible cases. Luckily for us, there are a lot of baby sharks, or less aggressive sharks, if you will. So definitely very cool to note. I think a lot of the time when we think of that, we are thinking shark killing sprees or huge deadly beasts. But the truth is, sharks don't really love how we taste. We just aren't that great. So most of the time, it is curiosity, and they typically release us when they decide they aren't interested at all, especially juveniles who are still learning the obstacles of ocean life, just as we as humans are learning an important thing too. It's just that everyone's first time doing life is now, so it's important we're kind to others, and we don't want to forget about animals either. So just always remember, you're entering their homes when you go into that water. But go in, swim, fish, surf, do it all, do everything you enjoy. But don't let fear overtake. I think it's important, you know, do your research before vacationing. You know, stay safe out there and just be coherent and be side to side with these beautiful creatures, because you get one life and you should live it enjoying everything you've ever wanted to do. So that was just a little something about New Smyrna that I really wanted to talk about because I found the case very intriguing. But as we wrap up today's episode, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to our second episode of Below the Fin. And always, as always, remember, New Smyrna Beach is a gem with its beautiful sand, vibrant atmosphere, and amazing waves that attract surfers from all over. While it's a fantastic spot for sun and fun, it is important to stay shark smart. Keep an eye out for our fin friends, respect their habitat and swimming groups. So pack your sunscreen, grab your board, and make some memories. But always stay vigilant. Until next time, keep riding the waves and stay safe out there. Swim with you later.